Loving Heavenly Father, you are the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? I worship you and love you for being omnipotent, almighty, and absolute in your transcendent greatness and unequaled power. Thank you that no matter how threatening the forces of darkness become, those who are with us are always more than those who are with them. I affirm that your almightiness is unapproachable by any challenger and that your power is full of glory. I worship you, Heavenly Father, in the worthy merit of the Lord Jesus Christ. I affirm that he is Lord to the glory of God the Father. I hold all his person and work directly upon my life as my protection during this time of prayer. I choose to abide in his incarnation, his cross, his resurrection, his ascension, and his glorification. I come in humble obedience to use the weapons of the warfare against the darkness that is seeking to rule the people of Athens, this country, and the world. I affirm that the weapons you have given to me to use are filled with divine power that is sufficient to demolish every stronghold Satan has built to hold back your will and plan. I confess the awful wickedness and sins that I, my family, and the people of Athens have committed. Wash us afresh in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, that there be no hindrance to your fellowship and blessings upon us. I apologize to you for the offense against you represented in the wicked sins characterizing Athens. I recognize that when people abandon themselves in such sinful rebellion, much ground is being given to Satan to rule in our city. My only hope is knowing that the finished work of my Lord Jesus Christ is sufficient payment for even these. I ask you to bring about all that is necessary to grant us the gift of repentance and a broken humility before you. I invite you to draw near the people of Athens until we are humbled and broken before you in a revival awakening greater than any that has ever been. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I use the weapons of my warfare to demolish and weaken every throne, dominion, princely ruler, authority, power of darkness, and wicked spirit in the heavenly realm that is organized and strategized to hinder revival. I ask the Holy Spirit to hold the mighty power of the shed blood and finished work of my Lord Jesus Christ constantly against these strongholds to cause their destruction and defeat. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the power of his blood, I pull down all levels of the strongholds of pornography, the stronghold of perverted sex, the stronghold of adultery and prostitution, the stronghold of drug use and promotion, the stronghold of the drug supplier's protection, the stronghold of alcohol addiction, the stronghold of abortion practices and promotion, the stronghold of cursing and vile language, the stronghold of unbelief and humanism, the stronghold of the New Age teaching, the stronghold of the occult promotion and activity, the stronghold of Satan worship, the stronghold of television and media distortions, the stronghold of religious cults, the stronghold of liberal theology promotion and false doctrines, the stronghold of violence and crime, the stronghold of child abuse in all its forms, the stronghold of divorce and family disunity, the stronghold of materialism and greed, the stronghold of peer pressure, the stronghold of spiritual deafness and spiritual blindness, the stronghold blocking people sharing their faith, the stronghold blocking people from receiving Christ, the stronghold of lack of care for the homeless and hurting, the stronghold of disunity and distrust in the body of Christ, the stronghold of attacks on pastors, Christian workers, and their families, the stronghold of spiritualism and evil supernaturalism, the stronghold of promotion of hate, rage, and violent anger, the stronghold of hindrance of the recruitment and funding of missionaries, the stronghold of pride, spiritual haughtiness, and indifference, the stronghold of
intellect and the stronghold of neglect of Bible study and prayer. In the name of Jesus, I pull down these strongholds and I pray their wicked work back upon them. I make, hallelujah, I ask my loving Father in heaven to assign His holy angels to engage in direct combative defeat of these strongholds of evil. And I bind the work of evil powers in each of these strongholds. And I invite the Holy Spirit to unleash His mighty convicting power upon the people who are in bondage to them. I ask Him to exalt the ways of righteousness before the spiritual understandings of such people and to convict them deeply of their accountability to God in the coming judgment. I ask the Holy Spirit to open their spiritual eyes to see their need for the saving grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. May this revival for which I pray bring multitudes in a saving relationship with Him. I address my prayer against the stronghold assigned to keep God's people from believing You for revival awakening. Surely there must be many that are working to make Your people lukewarm. Satisfied with our materialism and blind to our spiritual needs, I pull down the strongholds, named and unnamed, and I pray for a great moving of the Holy Spirit to us. Oh God, a hungering and a thirsting after righteousness. May the Holy Spirit arise in the body of Christ. Pour out Your Spirit upon us, O Lord, in the name of my Lord Jesus Christ. I plead for a revolutionary revival, one that cannot be contained to one church or one denomination, but one that will flood the city of Athens until it spills over the world around us and bring many souls into glory. In the name of Jesus and all that Calvary means, I pray. Hallelujah, hallelujah to the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah, hallelujah to the Prince and the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus.